And this year,
ha, confused you all. They probably thought that was like a new episode, Jeff, but that was actually a repeat of our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Oldie but goodie, Jeremy.
A classic. A classic. Normally we start the show off with some music. Like we typically start off with some music like 15 minutes before we go live on the air. But I thought this time we would just start with one of our old shows. Since we're on, I said episode 30. Since we're on episode 31, we have like an archive of 30 shows to choose from. You could play this show like nonstop for like 24 hours.
And that was always our goal going
yeah.
into this.
Yeah, yeah. Just so we would have enough that we could keep this show on a loop. And never have to hear the same show twice within a 24-hour yeah. period.
So now what do we do?
We should introduce this one.
Okay.
Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Monday, April 18th, and this is episode 31 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
If it's 7:31 p.m. Eastern where you are, we are live. Monday night, we typically do the show live every Monday night at 7:30. Join us in the chat room. Go to radioshowonline.com. You can join Joel and Hootie Johnson in the chat room. You can go to facebook.com/radioshowonline and join our 119 fans that we have on Facebook. And we have a fan of the week, Jeff. Who is our latest fan of the week?
Jeremy, I'm proud to announce this is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
It's the part that we give back.
This is you pretty much check out after this.
This is going to be it for me.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, David Peck, you are a fan of the week.
David Peck, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook fan of the week. What can you tell us about David?
I can tell you that Jeremy, that David is a lab manager at Case Western Reserve. Mm-hmm. He went to Wittenberg University, which I once toured, and that was a potential college for me. Well, ultimately, we didn't fit.
My dad went to Wittenberg.
Oh, wow.
I also toured there.
Wow. It was my fourth choice.
Oh, yeah. I think it was maybe my second.
He lives in Hudson, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's beautiful out there.
Yes, I've never been.
Never been. And he's from Connecticut.
Hmm.
So always good to see people from the East Coast moving to Cleveland, not the other way around.
That's right. We like to bring people in. We like David Peck. Thank you very much for listening, for being our Facebook fan of the week. You get, if you show up at Jeff's house within the next 15 minutes, you'll get a free Great Lakes Brewing Company Conway's Irish Ale.
And you can join us on the show on the air.
And you can be a live guest. Yep. And we'll leave and you can just do the whole show.
Yep.
Yep. You'll have your own.
So again, the clock is ticking.
Yeah, please hurry because we got other stuff we'd like to be doing instead of this. our show's kind of been off and on. We really try. To do every week.
It does seem like it's fallen into an every other week rhythm.
I know, which we don't want.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes life gets in the way and things come up.
Life happens.
But that does mean that we have a lot of stuff to talk about, you know, because typically we talk about our weekends, what's happened in the past week. But now we can actually go back 2 weeks if we want, if it's interesting enough. Like my trip that I had about a week ago down south to the warm confines.
Oh, Georgia?
A little more north.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Akron, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Akron, Ohio. They have an M.C. Escher exhibit going on at the Akron Art Museum. And being the big M.C. Escher fan that I am, are you familiar with the artist?
I recognize his name, to be honest, but I don't know much more than that.
It's one of those things where if you went, you'd see like all the different you know, pictures. I know that.
Were any of the paintings from Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he's in that museum?
I don't remember.
Okay. I recognize those.
They're not paintings. He did a lot of lithograph stuff where he would carve into like wood and do the stamp stuff. But he's got a classic one of the waterfall that's like perpetually falling. Like it's a waterfall, but then if you trace it, it's like the waterfall's going up, but then it connects to itself. He does lots of those birds changing into fish. Those tessellations.
Okay.
Tessellations.
I got a dream like that.
Where a bird turned into a fish?
Yep.
Maybe later in the show. Let's talk about that.
Okay, can we analyze that?
Your bird into fish dream. Facebook or the chat room can remind us about that. So yeah, it was a good time. And ask some of my coworkers that live down in Akron, you know, and Twitter actually, where would be a good place to go if I'm going down to the Akron Art Museum? And got a lot of recommendations for Luigi's, which is an old pizza place that's been there since the 40s. And so we went there to Luigi's. Pizza was awesome. It's just very much one of those old-fashioned pizza places. And you get that salad that's just iceberg lettuce with, like, a huge amount of cheese and dressing. It was awesome. Then went to the Lock View, which is right over by Lock 3. It's this cool little bar there. Went to West Point Market. Went to Pet's Pajamas.
Wow.
Where you can go and hold puppies if you like.
Wow.
Or you can, you know, not. But anyway, yeah, it was a good time down in Akron.
Could you live in Akron?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if I was like, you mean, could I? Like,
well, I mean, yeah, there's food, you could survive there. But I mean, right. Could you see yourself ever at some point, any part of it appeal to you?
I don't think so. I think because from growing up in Cleveland and being so close to Cleveland, I'd always kind of be like, oh, I wish I was, you know, up in Cleveland. I would see myself that if I was in Akron, I'd be coming up to Cleveland a lot more than I'm currently going down to Akron. But I like Akron. I like vegetarian down in Akron. They got some cool restaurants. The hell, Crave is a good restaurant too. Yeah, I mean, I like Akron. But you, have you ever had any dreams of just picking it up and just taking off and going down to Akron?
I think it's got to be, like you said, if you're from somewhere, people that are from there. I know people from John Carroll that are from there that moved back there. I just don't really get it, to be honest. I don't really get Akron.
Right. I got to say, I mean, for their their downtown isn't much to, like, speak of, but it was very clean. It was nice.
And, you know, the area by the ballpark, they've actually updated. There are some nice bars, patios. So that area by the park, I do know a little bit, but beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, there's something I like. If there's nothing that I dislike.
See, I think I dislike it.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't really understand it. I don't get it.
Do you go down there a lot?
You know, I used to represent a company down there, so I go down there for work quite a bit. So I got to sort of explore it, and I just still wasn't getting it.
Okay. All right. Well, send your hate mail to hatemail at radioshowonline.com.
Yep. Put it on the list.
What else? Did wedding food tasting.
I feel like that's every weekend you're doing some sort of wedding food or some sort of wedding ring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a long process.
That, those clay things you made.
That's why these, you know, like ghosts, like in Ghost. No, it's a long process. I mean, you know, that's why engagements go on for a year because you got to plan all this stuff. But this is kind of cool, you know. So you go, we're having our wedding at the Hyatt downtown. And, you know, so you go there and they bring out these different dishes for you to try because you want to select the two. Or we're doing three different, you know, entrees that you can choose from.
I'm a very picky eater, Jeremy.
I know. So here's what, you know, here's what you have to choose from.
Okay.
There's three items. So there's a chicken piccata. Oh. There is a blackened salmon.
Oh.
And there is a vegetarian stuffed pepper.
Oh.
So that's not going to be
the first two are excellent.
Salmon or chicken. Either one you would go like for.
Both, please.
Okay, well, that's not an option. That would be $15 extra.
I think we should invite the fan of the week. Could also be invited to your wedding. Or what if we do this? We take all the fans of the week from 2011, and one of them gets a chance. We do a raffle,
and one of them gets a chance.
Or maybe, what if I will take a date. We'll be a fan of the week. Hopefully, a woman.
That's true. Okay, we do that.
I'm taking David Peck to your wedding.
Do you currently have a date for my wedding?
Not if it was right now, no.
If it was right now, no. Which it's not. But it's in less than three months.
What if we, can I take David Peck?
You could take David Peck. I mean, it's going to be a very open ceremony.
We'll figure out how to get the fans involved in this. In your wedding.
I like the idea that you date one of the fans and that's how they get to
it. I'd rather have them have their own invitation than my thinking about it.
No, I think you said it now. I think we're doing it. I think we're in. I did something sports related. Went to the last Cavs game.
Now how did you get roped into that? I feel like that wasn't something you had planned.
One of the guys that I work with, he had a bunch of free tickets.
All right.
And I was lucky enough to get a pair. And actually, coming up later in the show, we have a story about a big rumor from that night that we'll tell you about later on the show. Big rumor.
Was it about our show?
Nope, not about our show. But a big rumor coming from Dan Gilbert.
Oh, okay.
So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
And, of course, this past weekend, I participated in the Flip Cup tournament, which you organized, Jeff.
What a night that was, Jeremy.
What a night.
You were the first one to text me when you were there early saying, what should I do?
Well, because in your invitation, you were like very, you know, specific that you can't be late, must be on time, can't be late.
And I rolled in just before.
And I got to admit, I was a little disappointed because I thought initially that we were going to have a private room.
Yes.
But that fell through at the last
one. Well, it was never in the mix.
Oh.
Yeah. The floors are too nice upstairs. He said you can have this area.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, no other bar, anytime I talked to a owner or manager of a bar, I told him what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
50, 60 people flipping cups of beer.
Right.
They all basically hung up on me. So I was happy this guy not only talked to me, but was allowing me to bring this chaos to his bar.
Well, that's why earlier in the day, I mean, it was kind of a chilly day, and I had known about this for weeks, but as it's getting closer to the time, that's why I texted you. I'm like, Is this inside or outside? Because yeah. I was because they do have a nice patio. It was at Hoople's.
Yes,
Hoople's. They do have a nice.
Did they drop the major? By the way, I meant to add. It was a major Hoople's. That's what I grew up with.
Right? I think it still is major okay. Hoople's, but okay. they've never had it like on their sign. It's just kind of it's like
the website either. It's almost like the Indians trying to get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo. I feel like Hoople's is trying to get rid of the major.
Right, because people are protesting like there's, majors.
That yeah, feel offended. I guess that's where the comparison stops.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so go on.
But yeah, so we did have it inside. We had two tables that I brought from my house. So the turnout was awesome, Jeremy. 14 teams, which adds up to times four.
I was one of the teams.
56 people. Flippadelphia, which in any way I really like. It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Right.
A great. You had a little. You had a run. You had a couple wins.
Yeah, we did. You know, it was funny because Jen and I show up and we didn't have our team pre-organized and we got matched up with Aaron and Marty, who didn't have their team pre-organized. Although Aaron was bragging about how he won last year, so we thought, okay, well, this is good.
Right.
But Jen ended up pretty much carrying the team. I mean, she was getting all the flips in like one or two, and the rest of us were having a little more difficulties.
Well, it was double elimination, which was great. So everyone really got at least, you're guaranteed two, but everyone seemed to at least win one. So the good part and bad part of that, the good part was everyone got to play several games, which was great. Bad part was it went 3.5 hours to decide a winner.
Yeah.
So a long time.
I love the fact, though, that I was 33 years old, am 33 years old, was at Hoople's and playing Flip Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It was an awesome night.
I appreciated the irony. I appreciated that some other 33-year-olds might say that was back in, when I was 23.
Right. But how much fun did you have?
I had a great time.
Yeah, I hope I did.
You know what? I went to be honest, I went to Johnny Mango's before that and just ate way too much. I had their barbecue, what is it, the barbecue bourbon chicken. Delicious, but like I was so full, I had a hard time consuming beer because my stomach.
Unless you draft beer sometimes. Oh,
I felt like I had Thanksgiving dinner. Like I was in pain.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, you really battled through that then.
I did, but I fought through for
you
our
did.
Team.
You
just know?
Kept going.
Yeah, we just kept going.
But yeah, we ended up, the charity was the Josette Bedell Memorial Foundation, and Dave Bedell was there. Did you meet Dave?
I don't think I did.
Dave is a great guy, but his family's foundation, they raise money for families in Northeast Ohio affected by cancer. We raised $320
Sweet.
For the foundation. So
that is awesome.
Dave was extremely grateful. I was happy we could do that, and Dave's the greatest guy. And Dave listens to our show, but it was just a great thing that we could do that, and all of his friends came out, all of our friends came out. Just a great, great group showing for a good cause and a good time.
Not to be confused with Facebook Fan of the Week, David Peck. This is
right,
a different David.
Right, right.
We do very well with the David demographic.
We do. David Anthony is a friend of mine who's across the street. He's, huh. He's a listener.
Huh.
David's gravitate to the show. And they're all good guys. Do you know what, David, that's not a good guy? Really, they're all good guys.
This guy, David, he's such a dick.
Well, he's the exception.
His name should be Dick instead of David. Which, by the way... Why do people name their kids Dick still?
He's obviously not a kid, but my uncle, but his name is Richard. If I was Richard, I would probably go with Rich or Richie or Richard.
I mean, who could anyone, Dick. Can anyone say that with a straight face?
But my uncle does go by, he prefers Dick.
I prefer. That's the line of the night. That should be the name of the title of the show. We always struggle at the end of the show to come up with the title. He prefers Dick. That's the name of the show.
That sums it up. And that recaps the Flip Cup, ironically. Well,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week.
So, but all in all, success, Flip Cup. Thank you to Hoople's. So I was worried this manager at Hoople's, Norm, they got a little rowdy towards the end. The table almost flipped over.
Yeah.
Bottles were falling.
Well, I mean, that happens.
It does, because the teams that do well, the other side of that is they've been drinking the most.
Yeah.
So as you get to the finals, you have the two most drunk groups of people at the table. So things are flying. There's arguing going on. It was getting very heated.
Wow.
And I was going to apologize to the manager.
I'm glad I left early.
Yeah. I ran out of there when it was over. But I went over to the manager. I said, hey, I'm sorry. He goes, no, you're fine. You're fine. He was almost grateful we were still there. I think the sales of the side items, there are a lot of shots going around.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a happy, happy guy. But I kept apologizing. He called me the next day to thank me again.
I mean, look, it's not like we were doing Flip Cup at Blue Point.
Well, clearly. But we still was getting a little destructive
good
there.
Good place. But they have, like, you know, they have a like a hardwood floor or something.
He was very nice about it, though.
Yeah,
he really was.
Yeah.
So, all in all, better than my house, Jeremy. That's the bottom line.
Better than here.
Because that's where it was last year, and it took me, like, 3 days. Just even though it was in the garage alone, it smelled like beer until June.
Yeah. You don't even like me coming over to do this podcast.
I get very nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nervous. So, that was Saturday, obviously. A lot of fun. I was out at Redstone Friday. To me, it was like spring kicked off because I was out at Redstone. We had a going away party for our buddy Glenn, who's moving to D.C. We were upstairs in that upstairs kind of private area. And then got to hang out on the patio a little bit because it got really warm Friday night. Redstone Patio is one of the best out there.
Oh, man, I love it.
So it was great to be back at Redstone. It just feels like spring is here. And then was out at Southside last night. A lot of Sunday fun dayers out around town yesterday. It seemed like there was kind of a something in the air. People, Southside was half full last night.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this past Sunday at Lincoln Park in Tremont, they had the Seatown Chowdown, you know, with all the food trucks showing up. By the way, we got some more food truck news coming up. Yes. We got lots of teasers in the show.
Yes.
I hope we actually get to them.
Yeah.
Because lots of times we have a lot to talk about. We never get to them because we just go off on tangents like this. But anyway, so I wonder if that was some of the runoff because I remember last month when they had the Seatown Showdown, we ended up ditching the food trucks and going to Southside.
But that's interesting. There was runoff last time too, and I was out that day. But this was at 9:30 at night, so I was kind of amazed that it really did, might have lasted that much longer into the evening.
Did you know that some of the food and coffee establishments in Tremont were upset when they heard about the first Seatown Showdown? They were upset that these food trucks were going to be at the park for fear that they would take away their business. Hmm. But then after they were there, they're like, oh, yeah, we should do this every month.
Yeah, because of the overflow. Yeah, it's kind of a short-sighted way to look at it.
Come on, people. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the idea, like, the whole reason that areas like East 4th Street and the Warehouse District are successful is because there's a conglomeration of, like, things to do, restaurants and stuff.
It's generally a win-win or a lose-lose. So when people come into Tremont, you're probably going to benefit.
Right.
For whatever reason.
I want to be the only restaurant within 50 miles.
Right. Yeah. Then they won't order lunch here. Oh, but they'll stop and have 9 beers. No, you're right. That's interesting. I do have to say this real quick. I went to Rye Rye Riot 2 Fridays ago at Beach and Ballroom. Great show. But I have to tell you this little story you'll appreciate. So Easter's coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rundown, and I'm interested in this bullet point because it says Easter weekend plans with dog.
That's my Easter weekend.
What does this mean?
So my family is – everyone in my family is going to Florida for Easter.
Uh-huh.
Everyone. Literally, my brother-in-law and I are the only ones at home. I have a small family, but everyone's gone. So I'm staying back here partly because we have a 16-year-old, 15, almost 16-year-old cockapoo, Maggie. Mm-hmm. Our family dog. We love her to death. She's 16, hanging in there, unbelievable. But when Maggie now is to the point where we don't want to disturb Maggie, she's, you know, very up there in years. So a kennel's out of the question. So basically what I was told by my family is, Jeff, you're going to move into the house to be with Maggie. Mm. So basically Maggie's life won't change at all, but I will uproot everything for 6 days to move into the house to take care of Maggie.
That sounds like a live, like a special episode of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
We may have to be doing this one more
time. I'm free on Friday night if we want to go to your house.
But I said that I'm packing up all my stuff for work. I have to literally go over there because Maggie doesn't want to be disturbed because we don't want to throw her off. You're bringing her here.
Oh, yeah.
We can't throw her off. She's got to stay in her element. Oh. So it was very clear to me I will be moving to her.
We'll throw you off. No problem with that.
Right, of course, yeah. So that's my plan for Easter, Jeremy. I'll be huddling with the dog. And luckily, my brother-in-law will be going over to his mom's for Easter dinner.
Okay.
So I know you were wondering, Jeff, do you need somewhere to go on Easter?
Right. Oh, yeah. Jeff, do you need somewhere to go?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Jeremy. No, I'm good.
My house is your house.
Right. I appreciate that. So that's my Easter weekend.
You can bring dog.
With my senior citizen dog.
Hey, I heard, too, I was looking at our Facebook wall on Facebook.com/radioshowonline. You like how I threw that plug in there?
Yes.
And it seems like we are a big hit with moms.
Yes.
Except our moms.
My mom has never – she doesn't even know we do this.
Yeah, my mom, she doesn't understand either.
She knows we get together on Mondays, but she's not sure. I think she thinks we have like walkie-talkies. We're playing like Manhunt.
Yeah. My mom knows that I still talk to that Longsworth boy.
The nice boy from the neighborhood.
The nice boy whose grandma lived down the street. Yeah. She knows that, but she doesn't really understand what we do.
But you know, also, teen moms really love us.
those are what we're going for. So, mission accomplished.
We've accomplished a lot already. Are we to the point where we just quit the show? I think we've accomplished everything we wanted.
I think I want to do that, but for different reasons.
Oh.
Tax day.
Tax day.
Was this past Friday?
Yes. Well, today, the federal one, they extended to Monday for whatever reason. So, you technically, and it's funny you mentioned that. Don't you know someone?
It was right on the rundown.
Well, you just blew it. You just blew my whole shtick. But do you know that guy? Because I know a guy who will always go to the post office at 11:50 at night to get it postmarked the very last minute.
There's
always those people. The post office is open late tonight.
I had a situation with my local taxes because I was waiting. My federal refund was held up because my last employer, like, my former employer screwed something up, and I think I got ripped out of money. I think my former employer reported that I made more money than I did.
Yeah.
So I have to now pay more money for 2000. It was a big mess. So anyway, I was waiting till the last minute because I was hoping to get my federal refund before I had to pay my local, which didn't happen. So I ended up dropping my local off in the mail on Thursday. Okay. So I was a little more last minute than typically. But what about you? Did you get your tax stuff done?
I did, and we actually had a question come in that I saved on my BlackBerry.
Nice.
They wanted to know how much you made last year.
How much? How much I made last year? Not a lot. Not a lot. You know, as you could tell from the high tech equipment that's used here on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
The average age of our laptop is about 7-8 years old.
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of extra funds to.
But I had to get that out there. The fan wanted to know.
To be spending on equipment. No, no.
It was a fair question, I thought.
Yeah, I appreciate. How do they do, you know, like Cleveland Magazine, I think, does this, and the Plain Dealer does these things, where they look at usually like public figures.
Yes.
They'll have public figure salaries, or they'll even have, you know, just other well-known individuals, yeah. And then they'll compare it to, like, you know, a janitor in the Cleveland Public School District, yeah. Or something like that. Where do they – I've always wondered, where do they get those numbers? Do they ask those people?
I know publicly traded companies, all of the officers, that's all public information.
Okay,
but
yeah,
now,
that's
now
true.
Beyond that, I'm not sure about, you know, some of the public, like the school people, principals, presidents of universities. I'm not sure all that information.
Yeah, out. Yeah. Maybe like government agencies or something like that. Like, would that
they probably have a
be?
Salary information for a certain position, a grade. They may have something like that for certain federal.
These seem pretty specific, though. It's like this guy's name. Yeah. And
I know
title.
Certain CEOs, CFOs, VPs of companies, public traded. You get to the dollar amount what they made with bonuses. It's very public, which is kind of bizarre for them.
Interesting.
You know, they know any of their friends can look up right now and know how much they made.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Some people, I took a sales seminar once that said that, you know, if you want to be a better salesman, and you're a salesman.
Right.
I said, if you want to be a better salesman to get more comfortable with money, you need to be open with that type of thing.
Okay.
And like, I found out about myself that I'm very like, I'm kind of, I don't want to say stingy with money, but like, I'm very, I'm kind of a tightwad. Like, he was like, one of the questions on this quiz was, do you think $500 is a lot of money? I'm like, I think $100 is a lot of money.
Can we take this quiz next week? This could be interesting.
I don't know if I have it anymore.
Well, we'll just say you do and we'll make it up.
Okay. That sounds good.
But that is interesting. But yeah, I see that perspective a little bit.
Yeah, so how much money did you make last year?
You know what? I have like a lot of forms I sign, a lot of confidentiality.
You don't really know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You got these funds.
I don't know what's going on.
You just leave it to the accountants.
I just, as long as my house gets paid for, it seems like I have a place to stay.
They give you an allowance as long as Lucita keeps coming in and waxing the floors every Tuesday.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah. Cleveland has been rated the sixth best city for commuters,
wow.
according to Kiplinger. Now, how about what do you think? So you live in Cleveland, you kind of do the reverse commute to Beechwood. How do you think your commute is? How long does it take you to commute? Let's put it that way.
I would say I drive maybe 16, 17 miles. It's 20 to 30 minutes each way.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty reasonable. To me, the cutoff is that half hour. I'm under that half hour cutoff, which for me is a reasonable commute.
The average commute time for Clevelanders, 23.9 minutes.
I'm right around that.
23.9 minutes. The cost of gas, 320. Yeah, yeah. Yearly delays per commuter, 19 hours. Yearly fuel wasted per commuter, 16 gallons. And Cleveland has, this is kind of interesting. According to Kiplinger, Cleveland has the highest rate of public transit users on 4.8% of residents take advantage of the city's buses and trolleys.
Now, you have really interesting to break that down, east versus west, because I have friends that live on both sides of town. And I know for a fact I can think of three around the Shaker Heights area that do take the train in.
Yeah.
But the west siders just don't have that, like, the access to the trains like they do in Shaker and University Heights.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an advantage to live out there. Whereas west side, you got to drive to West 150th if you're in River or Bay or Westlake.
Right. And once you're already driving,
then
it
you're,
becomes
you're
different.
Saying, what am I doing? Yeah.
My commute is a 15-minute walk.
Well, yeah, you've got the very unusual.
That's
great.
That's brag. Yeah. So this was kind of interesting. The right across the river from Hooples, next to Stenato's, what's the pizza place?
Oh, Cyanato's.
Cyanato's, yeah. And next to River, what's the place we always
– Rivergate.
Rivergate.
Yep.
They have the Cleveland Rowing Foundation. Their new headquarters is over there. They're new, and I've already seen the rowers – with coxswains going down the Cuyahoga River
right
outside my window. So right next door to that area, they are building the city of Cleveland's going to build a brand new skate park, which is going to be a very high-end skate park, which I think is awesome for the city because skateboarders if they are one of those type of people that will drive to get to like an awesome skate park. So I think it's a really cool thing for the city and for the rebirth of the flats. And this was kind of a cool piece. The Tony Hawk Foundation, a famous skateboarder Tony Hawk, is giving $25,000 to this new Cleveland skate park.
Yeah, that really makes an impact. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah, I think it's not just the dollar amount itself, but the fact that, you know, it's Tony Hawk's foundation giving money.
Yeah.
He gives money to skate parks all across the country, and Cleveland was actually the biggest recipient in this round of funds that were given out. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
Noodle Cat, Jeff.
I'm not familiar
Noodle Cat,
with this.
Noodle Cat, Noodle Cat, Noodle Cat. Is coming to Euclid Avenue between East 4th and Public Square. So, do you remember where Teresa's Pizza was on Euclid Avenue, right between East 4th and Public Square? It was next to right where Zoop is.
By Flaming Ice Cube?
By Flaming Ice Cube. You got Flaming Ice Cube, Zoop. You got Jimmy John's.
Right, right.
All those places there. So Teresa's Pizza was open for there for a while. Didn't do too well. Ended up closing down. So opening in its place is Noodle Cat, which is brought to you by Jonathan Sawyer, the owner and head chef over at Greenhouse Tavern on East 4th.
Oh, right.
And one of the original founders of Barcento on West 25th Street. So the idea for Noodle Cat is it's going to be a noodle restaurant. So they're going to have all noodle-based dishes for under $15. They're going to be open for lunch and dinner. So they're going to have things like it's kind of got, you know, an Asian flair. They're going to have a veggie miso steam bun, Ohio beef burger steam bun, lots of steam buns, some crispy veggie tempura soba noodles with seasonal vegetables, miso paste, tofu peas, scallion, shiitake mushrooms. Now, I know sometimes, Jeff, in your food choices, you tend to be a little, you know,
vanilla.
But maybe
no. It's that, is,
oh, do people say that?
Yeah, no, I'm saying it.
Okay. I don't know. You're looking at the menu here. Very spicy whole crab with rice cakes, garlic, fish sauce, and chili. What do you think? Whole roasted suckling pig with oysters, barbecue buns, horseradish, vodka, and condiments.
It makes me a little nervous, I'll be honest.
Does it sound a little? It sounds a little exotic.
It sounds dangerous, but I also would like to try that. Some of this, I would like to try some of this.
Okay,
I'm going to pledge here today.
Awesome.
It's just nice to have that variety down there, though.
And I think, and I work right down the street from that, so being able to have some other, because, you know, you think it down, there's a lot of cool restaurants and stuff to go out to dinners, but for, like, some good, like, lunch places that aren't, like, fast food,
yeah.
I don't know, I think this will be awesome. I think I'll do a lot better than Teresa's Pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's enough pizza places. So.
Yeah.
Something very different and cool. So what's next?
Michael Simon, and then let's do the music penetration.
Okay.
I think that'll work out perfectly time-wise.
Sure.
Now, you brought this news story to my attention. I didn't hear this till you.
Okay, yeah. So, Michael Simon, I feel like I'm stealing all the stories.
No, it's
like
good.
Running the show. You're just the color man.
I'm the color guy, yeah. I'll chime in when I feel the need.
Okay. So, Michael Simon is getting another TV show.
Interesting.
Michael Simon, head chef over at Lola on East 4th and Lolita. In Tremont and B Spot in the suburbs, is going to be one of the hosts of ABC's new show, The Chew, which starts in September. It's kind of like The View, I guess, but for food. He's going to be the bald, white Whoopi Goldberg talking about food. So he's going to be on there as well as Mario Batali, Clinton Kelly, Carla Hall, and nutrition expert Daphne Oz.
Oh, it's good. You need to get her in there to kind of balance it out.
Not to be confused with Dr. Oz.
Right. There's a lot of food shows, Jeremy, I feel like. And I don't watch any of them. Do you watch any of these food shows?
I do. I like Iron Chef. Okay. I also like Man vs. Food.
Yeah.
Where the guy just goes around and eats like crazy. Like he was in Cleveland and had that that melt sandwich with 16 kinds of cheese.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do like food shows. The problem is I'm like sitting there watching them, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I start to get hungry, which just isn't a good thing to then go raid the cupboard before going to bed.
Right, right.
But they're good for inspiration. Yeah. All right, so you mentioned music penetration, Jeff. This is a segment that we haven't done in a while.
We got a request, Jeremy. I'm just glad people haven't forgotten about it.
If you have a song that that you want to penetrate, that you want us to penetrate, yes. Not that you want to penetrate,
right.
You're afraid to penetrate it, you want us to penetrate it.
We're the penetration experts.
We're the penetrators. You just dish it up to us. You give it to us, and we penetrate
right.
it. So we got this special request from Tom. You can put in your request. Send an email to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. The name of the song is Balloon Ride by the Grammar Club.
I'm excited.
We are going to play this first, and then after we play it, then we're going to penetrate it. If I can, I should have had this queued up, Jeff. That would have been much better for me. That's kind of distracting in your ear, isn't it? When you're kind of a little delayed.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is Balloon Fight by the Grammar Club. Put your hands in the air when I tell you to put them up. Put them hands in the air when I tell you to put them up. You put your hands in the air when I tell you to put them up. You put your in the when I you put the. Running in the deep snow and you gotta keep going. Get that balloon growing. Running in the deep snow and you gotta keep going. I'll make depression and sadness disappear like it's a magic trick. And hey, baby, do you wanna go with me on this balloon flight? We'll see all you wanna see. And I foresee an event. It's you and me getting bent. And Connie and Ivy Lee jumps into paying our rent. So yeah, it's me and you, you and me. We as us spend a month on the bus just for you, you can trust. And I'm feeling happy from this higher elevation. See me lamping, posted right here at the simulation station. Gathering respect, Nux, asking y'all what's the happy hat. I see you stressing, pulling hairs up, but baby, just please relax. And I drive real slow, I look real mean. Me and Cynthia, the nerd transport machine. And I got PlayStation, so we all stay fly. And play my song when you are stripping at the club tonight. I gotta tell my friends to say what's up. And nothing makes you feel more worthless, emo, and lifeless. So catch me doing mic checks, asking, do you like this? Well, let me see you crouch forward, walk a little, then punch. Serving all these kids hot dukes for lunch. And I mean like 3 square meals daily. You're hanging from the railing. It's sad to see you dangling, failing. Balloons in the air, it puts a smile on my face. You're like a lady in my bedroom, you're so easy to replace. I got these notches on my belt and on my nightstand. Stand. Becky, Tracy, and Joanna. I love them in a minivan. Lori was a sports fan, and Sumi grew up in Japan. These mothers tell their daughters that Beefy is such a nice man. I'm blowing up monotony with a sledgehammer in a wink. Yo, take me away from this place like the PU and known as Blink. Running in the deep snow and you gotta keep going. Get that balloon going. Running in the deep snow and you gotta keep going. Get that balloon going. That's Balloon Fight by the Grammar Club, Jeff. What did you think?
It was catchy, Jeremy. I tell you, my foot was tapping towards the end, and I have no rhythm, but right. My foot was tapping towards the end.
I confer that you have no rhythm.
Yes.
You know, but again, the tricky part about these songs, Jeff, is they have a lot of these songs these days that the kids are listening to have this great beat.
Right.
But what are they saying?
I could see me driving my car, turning that song up as loud as it could go.
Yep.
And then writing our show just to help me out. So I'm glad someone wrote us about this.
Yep. All right. Let's tackle the chorus first. Put your hands in the air when I tell you to put them up. Better than hands in the air when I tell you to put them up. All right. So putting your hands in the air seems pretty self-explanatory.
Here's where I'm at so far on this. Okay. Tell me if you're with me.
Okay.
He's at this point, like he's in a bank and he's robbing it. Would you agree?
Oh, like he's holding up the people.
That's where I'm at.
Put your hands in the air.
I was curious. The first thing I thought of was, oh my gosh, these poor people. You know, what horrible luck they're in the bank now, and this guy's coming to rob them.
All right. So then he said, okay, I get you. You put your hand, and then he is running in the deep snow, and you got to keep going. Like he's running away.
Well, I also thought it's a metaphor for cocaine.
Oh, you're much better at music penetration than I am.
He is just out of his mind on drugs, is what that means to me. Now, this could be proved wrong later, Jeremy, because there's so much more depth in this. But this is where I'm at right now at 8:05.
And then he says, get that balloon growing.
Another drug reference.
Okay. So he says, hi, how are you doing? I'm beefy.
Now, he's saying this to the bank teller.
Okay.
He's polite.
He's thrust it in.
Yeah, he's not an angry robber. I mean, he's just saying, look, I need to take care of this. I need some money. So he's trying to be a little pleasant about it.
I am beefy, introduces himself. I'm a lunatic.
So that would at least the teller was like, okay, the teller's like, I get it now. Your name is Beefy and you're a little crazy, which makes sense. He's robbing the bank. So the teller's putting it all together now.
I'll make depression and sadness disappear like it's a magic trick. And hey, baby, do you want to go with me?
Maybe he's giving her the chance to give him the money. And I'm saying it's a her. That could be wrong. I picture her.
I think it's her.
Give me the money. Let's get out of here together. It's kind of
maybe
romantic.
He's giving some of the drugs. I'll make your depression and sadness disappear.
Well, with all the money, too. I'm thinking he's saying, hey, give me the money from the bank, and then I'm basically going to take you with me.
Okay.
And then we're going to be great. We'll be happy with this money.
On this balloon flight. Oh, I thought it was balloon fight.
Oh, it's a flight.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
It does. Okay.
All right. On this balloon flight.
Because up until then, it was weird.
Now it all makes sense. Yeah. On this balloon flight, we'll see y'all want to see, and I foresee an event. It's you and me getting
bets. I think basically he's into this teller now. At first he came into the bank saying, I need this money. I got a drug problem to support. But I think Jeremy, along this crazy trip, he fell for the bank teller.
Typically, you know, somebody's holding up the bank. You know, if they try to get away in a getaway car, the cops are going to chase them down.
Right.
But if you have like a hot air balloon,
right,
a balloon flight, if you will.
Yep.
How are the cops going to get you then, Jeff?
There's no way.
They're not.
There's not a police hot air balloon, is there?
No, I don't think so.
I know not in Cleveland.
I think
Bay Village actually has one.
They probably do. I think Bay Village does have a police hot air balloon. And just one guy just patrols the city in the hot air.
Because you never know.
Yep, that's one of their selling points.
You never know.
And conning Ivy League chumps into paying our rent.
I get this. He assumes everyone with all the money at the banks are all these Ivy League rich bankers.
Ivy League chumps.
Chumps, yeah. So that's what he's saying. Basically, he's taking the Ivy League chumps' money. They're going to fund this crazy trip with this teller.
With this teller that he's now
going to romance. Well, that he's going to abduct her,
right,
but she's going to fall for him along the way.
We hope so.
That's what Beefy's hoping
that's
for.
That's what he hopes, yeah.
If you're Beefy, this is how it's laying out.
This is what you're thinking. So, yeah, it's me and you, you and me, we as us. Spend a month on the bus just for you. You can trust.
Now I think about this too. Maybe they're driving across the country. He wants to take her to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So the bus is going to be involved. They're going to – obviously different modes of transportation. But they can't take a balloon to their final destination because they could probably track the balloon. They're going to ditch the balloon at some point. And then he's going to court her on the bus.
Okay.
The courting process will be a month-long process as they go around the country. And he's going to try and woo her.
Okay.
Are you with me on this?
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm feeling happy from this higher elevation.
Well, no doubt. I mean, he's high.
Right. He's high, literally and figuratively.
And he will be, figuratively.
Right. See me lamping posted right here at this emulation station.
Now, that's hard for me to understand.
Okay, I got nothing. Gathering respect, Nux, asking y'all, what's the happy haps? I see a stress in pulling hairs out, but baby, just please relax.
So the teller at this point is thinking, you know, she's probably thinking, should I just go with this guy?
Right.
This could be the greatest thing that ever happened to me, or this could be a nightmare for me.
She wakes up in the morning. She has her Cheerios or her Special K or whatever female bank tellers eat in the morning.
Right.
She goes to
probably work. A lot of fiber.
Right. It's just a normal day.
Right.
But then this guy comes in. Hey, I'm Beefy. I'm a lunatic. You're going to come with me. Here's this balloon.
I got this balloon. I got this cash.
And she's like, oh, it's happening so fast.
Yeah.
I think women like that. They like that aggressive. A lot of women like that aggressive nature. I think so.
They want the guy to just take over and say, here's what's going to happen.
I think you could take a tip from Beefy.
Okay.
You should just bust into a bank.
Yeah.
You should get a balloon and you just bust into a bank with some Coke.
Yep.
Are we still sticking with the Coke thing?
I think the Coke is a big factor in this.
And I drive real slow. I look real mean. Me and Cynthia, the nerd transport machine.
Now, is he calling the balloon Cynthia?
I think the car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think the van's named Cynthia.
Because let's be honest, Jeremy, realistically, they're going to drive somewhere to the balloon. It's probably not outside the bank.
Right.
So that's where Cynthia comes in.
And I got PlayStation, so we all stay fly. So, okay, Cynthia's got a PlayStation in her.
Yeah.
And play my song when you are stripping at the club tonight.
Now, that's the part that really throws me. Like, go ahead.
Here's what I'm thinking, Jeff. I think the bank teller, maybe things aren't that good at the bank. Maybe there's the threat of a takeover. Okay. Maybe she's working for AmTrust.
It could have been National City maybe 2.5 years, 3 years ago.
Exactly, exactly. So it's like the bank thing's good for now, but she's got to get some extra money on the side to like put away.
Yeah.
So she's down at Christie's, you know, like maybe 3 nights a week.
Do you think he saw her at Christie's and found out she was a teller and then that's how he's going to get you put
probably,
this all together.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
now Beefy's like working way, he's above us.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's 5 levels up.
I don't even feel like I have the ability to like read his lyrics.
Right.
He's so beyond us. They call it courage, wisdom, power. I've been sour all this hour because I got to tell my friends to say what's up and nothing makes you feel more worthless, emo and lifeless, yo. Nothing? Catch me doing mic checks asking, do you like this? Well, let me see you crouch forward, walk a little, then punch.
I'm having trouble following.
Maybe now we're at the strip club and he's like giving her instructions, like she's crawling and crouching and then punching something.
It all made a lot of sense early.
Yeah.
I think now he's just.
I was with it with the bank thing and maybe. Yeah.
But now, I think we get the gist of it, though.
Right. We get the general
so
idea.
So Tom wrote in and wanted to understand a little bit. I think Tom now, at least when he's hearing the song, he can picture what's going on.
Right.
He can picture the strip club and then going to the bank, getting her in a hot air balloon,
cross country
in a bus.
Yeah.
We get it. But yeah, I enjoyed that.
I'm glad that
I know Jen probably
that.
Enjoyed that, too.
I'm sure she did as she's going on the treadmill or the elliptical machine right now. Go faster, Jen.
Jen doesn't like the music penetration segment.
No, she does not like the music penetration segment. Hey, what else we got? Oh, so I mentioned this earlier, this new Cleveland development that might happen.
Yes.
So here's what happened. Here's the connection. Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's also bringing this casino to Cleveland,
right.
And Cincinnati for that matter. So at the closing, at the last Cavs game this past week, He came up on the big screen at the end of the game, and he was talking about, you know, the casino, and he was talking about the medical mart, and then he said that there was going to be a major development project announced this week, and the rumor mill says that Dan Gilbert might be taking over Tower City. Wow. He's already got an option for the Renaissance Hotel. So he's got an option to purchase that, and that would make a good tie-in because his casino is going to be connected to Tower City. So people are saying that, you know, Tower City or Forest City that owns Tower City may have sold off Tower City to Dan Gilbert so he can go in there and kind of reimagine it to be connected with his, you know, this new entertainment.
So you have
kind
a consistent complex basically.
Yeah, yeah. So he kind of has the whole system down. So, I don't know.
I think it's good. I tell you, it's a very generic answer, but I think anything Dan Gilbert does, and the more he gets involved, the more he owns, I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
I trust the guy that much. He seems to do things the right way. He's well-funded, and it's all tied to his interests. He wants us all to be successful because in the end, he's successful. So, he's got his self-motivated interest in this. I say all for it. And what is Tower City? That has sort of just kind of hung around there the last couple of years. I mean, Tower City, there have been empty stores there for a while. It just sort of languished.
Yeah.
Since its peak in the mid-90s.
It needs,
so he couldn't make it worse.
It needs some
new life, yeah.
Hey, it's 8:14. As expected, we ran a little long, maybe missed some stories. You can always check up what we're doing at radioshowonline.com and learn all about the show there. That's your main source. But we're going to leave you with something. Dennis Kucinich, Representative Dennis Kucinich, was recently on The Daily Show. And The Daily Show did this segment, so we're going to yank it and play it for you because it's pretty entertaining. So for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.
Our crushing debt, and voters will simply never be able to solve. John Oliver filed this report.
Dennis Kucinich has had a remarkable career. He's known as an ultra-liberal, yet has been elected 7 times in a blue-collar district of Ohio, leaving his Republican opponents stumped.
In this part of Ohio in particular, you're hard-pressed to find a lot of people who will acknowledge having voted for him. Yet, he did get reelected back to the U.S. Congress. He just keeps on going.
I went to find out more about this enigmatic congressman. How has he found such heartland success, given that he's a vegan, friend of Sean Penn and Shirley MacLaine, who wants to legalize marijuana, and once even proposed a Department of Peace?
I happen to believe in the evolutionary potential of each individual. That's why I propose a Department of Peace.
So you're still proposing it?
Oh, absolutely.
Help me understand how you have been reelected as a congressman in the state of Ohio.
Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding.
Are you quoting the musical Hair?
The dawning of the age of Aquarius meant a chance for peace to rule the planet and love to rule the stars.
But his improbable success is more than just legislative.
Explain this. Who's this?
That's my wife.
You realize this doesn't make sense.
Why are you having difficulty with this?
It's just, it's like if a golden retriever tried to mate with a chihuahua.
It's perfect.
And his political dominance is even harder to fathom when you consider this.
Do you know that he is a trained ventriloquist?
What?
God bless America. Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect.
How do you keep winning elections?
You're gonna have to ask Dennis.
Yet tomorrow, he'll still be a member of the U.S. Congress.
How? It either says how superhuman he is or how terrible you are.
So we'll have to look at that.
And look at it, the Republicans did. Rather than remove Kucinich from Ohio's 10th district, they decided to remove his district altogether.
Ohio's losing two congressional seats due to the redistricting from the census results.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich, he could be forced out of his own seat with this redistricting.
We don't even know how long you'll be a congressman, because you could be phased out.
Yes, looks like the Republicans have finally beaten him. But incredibly...
I see it as an opportunity.
An opportunity to retire?
No. If my district is dismantled in a redistricting, I will look